think that's it. Might be some older part. Well, D.B. Cooper was 43 when we first heard his name. 47 miles away, where he fell down to his fate. But he told me that the hardest part wasn't really jumping out of that plane. There was spending the night, watching those lights shine down through the pouring rain. They had a man that next morning like nothing I'd ever seen. It was 15 years ago, I was watching on the TV screen. They were saying he was never gonna make it now, now the daylight had set in. But later that night, they were shining the light down on that mountain again. City of Roses, they all watched those lights up through the rain. That was E minor. Roads, they turned out all of my pounds. They even dragged the river up a couple of times to see if he had drowned. With all of those men working overtime, well, they swore they would bring him down. But a pair of shoes and a few $100 is all that they ever found. They all watched those lights up through the rain. Some people say that he died up there somewhere in the rain and the wind. Other people say that he got away, that his girlfriend did him in. My men say if he is out there someday, they're gonna drag him in. And as for me, I hope I never see old D.B. Cooper again. Not far away from the City of Roses, light shines down.